I am Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Melissa Booker, the Research Administrative Coordinator for Pathways to Care. Pathways to Care is a five-year project being rolled out with the help of Black Health Alliance along with other community coalitions made to improve the system and access to mental health and addiction services for Black children and youth.
So when did this project initially start, and how long has this project been in the works?
So the short answer to that is Pathways to Care formally started back in 2018. So that was before I even came onto the project. We only had two people back then. Okay. So we were a really small team back then. But it's been in the works for quite a couple of years, probably since 2015, when Black Health Alliance started engaging with different mental health professionals and community coalitions and policymakers. So they just started brainstorming. And that led to having a couple of community consultations in 2017 with Black youth and community members all across Ontario. And in response to those community consultations, or as a result of them, BHA learned that a lot of folks were mentioning that there's a lack of culturally competent mental health supports for Black children and youth. And they cited this as major issues for the Black community. So that's kind of the result after those consultations with Pathways to Care, which is a five-year project. And the goal is to just improve access to mental health care and addiction for Black children and youth all across Ontario.
How do you plan on achieving the goals that you've put in place for the project, such as transforming the mental health care system?
I love this question. So there are many goals involved in our project, but the ultimate one is to improve access, like I mentioned, to mental health care and addictions care for Black children and youth. And to do that, we basically plan on conducting research, firstly, and then secondly, we plan on doing community engagement activities like webinars and workshops on different mental health topics for Black communities. Mm-hmm. And basically, one of our main deliverables for this project is going to be a strategic framework, and that just encompasses a policy advocacy document, a practice framework for organizations to use, and then a treatment protocol that mental health service providers can actually use. So they have a document that explains the correct conduct and procedures, if you will, when dealing with Black children and youth.
What are some gaps that need to be reduced within the mental health care system?
Personally, I think there are many different gaps right now. Although we don't have all the time in the world, but if I were to cite some of the most important ones that we found through our research, it would definitely be wait times, financial barriers experienced by youth, and geographic barriers. And there are also a few practitioner-related barriers that are quite important that our research has shown us. Many Black youth have mentioned racism and discrimination by providers is very stressful for them. And they've also cited the underrepresentation of Black mental health service providers as something that's really important to them and something that definitely impacts whether or not they feel like they can seek care. And that's something that's also pretty personal to me, too, because it's something that I look forward to when I'm looking for care. So,
what needs to change in order to have a system that meets the Black Canadians?
So, I mean, I wish I could say everything, but... to get more specific, though, I think Ontario as a whole needs to adopt a systems-level approach or systems-thinking approach when it comes to addressing the quality of mental health care received by Black children and youth and the gap in comparison to these children and youth and their white counterparts and other counterparts of other races. I think that people need to understand that a systems-level approach involves addressing distal and immediate causes of Black Canadians' mental health needs not being met. So specifically, I feel like this looks like advocating for changes that are made at the service provider level, organizational leadership level, and then government policy level. And that does sound high level, but basically I think that if we started tackling those areas, dividing them when we're kind of coming up with solutions, then that'll be much more effective than just, for example, putting more counselors in schools or something. I think that we really need to kind of involve everybody, Black and white, and different types of organizations need to make this a priority and kind of learn about anti-Black racism for sure. So I think that'll help.
The Pathways to Care project is targeted towards six cities only. Do you guys plan on expanding to all of Canada in the future?
That's a great question. So those six cities, just to reiterate, they're fairly big and popular cities. in Ontario, so Windsor included, Hamilton, Ottawa, London, and Toronto, of course. But we do, currently there are no plans to expand to all of Canada right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean we won't one day. To be honest, we'll have a better idea of what we can do in terms of expansion once we're finished collecting data, analyzing data for all six cities, which is going to take some time, as you can imagine, because we have hundreds of responses. But it's also going to depend on our program evaluation that we're starting actually next year. So we're doing that with the Public Health Agency of Canada. And those results are really going to indicate where we can kind of put more resources, maybe where there's more demand. And that's also going to be helpful in determining where we can kind of expand and target where those needs can be most met by our projects. So I'm excited to see what the future holds, but it's a bit too early to say. But we know that there are Black Canadians with unmet mental health needs everywhere, and they're all deserving of higher quality care. So we'll see. We actually do work with schools right now. So two pieces of research that we're working on right now are focus groups in Ottawa with community service providers, Black youth, and we're also working with caregivers of Black youth. So we're doing focus groups there, and some of those folks actually just happen to, some of them happen to work in schools, so we work with those people. But in terms of working with schools directly, we also have a survey going on, and that's a social network analysis survey that's aimed at questioning mental health service providers, and some of those mental health service providers are employed at different schools and different districts, school boards. So we do work with schools, and we are also planning on the implementation phase of our project is going to take place probably in the fourth or fifth year. And when we do that, we actually do plan on engaging with different educational boards, et cetera, and different schools. So we can actually give them the strategic framework I was mentioning, and they can implement it, and that way they can better serve Black children and youth that way. But yeah, it's going to be great. So we're also going to be giving it to mental health organizations, but definitely because a lot of youth receive mental health care at school, right? Mm-hmm. That can be the first contact for them. So we're definitely going to be looking to engage with teachers and educators and counselors and be giving them the strategic framework so they can actually put it to good use. If people are interested in getting in touch with us, we're always looking for people that are interested in either volunteering, helping out with the project, or participating in our research and our focus groups, which we were planning on doing in all the cities that I mentioned.
Okay.
So if anyone's interested in engaging with that or their mental health service providers, they can definitely get in touch with us about participating in our social network analysis. Thank you.
I am Jamisha Millard, and I spoke with Melissa Booker, the Research Administrative Coordinator for Pathways to Care. Pathways to Care is a project made to improve the system and access to mental health and addiction services for Black children and youth. Thank you for tuning in to today's news story. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.